Now me and my wife and my brother Joe took off my Ford from San Pedro. We hadn't much gas, the tires were low, but the dad blamed Ford didn't fairly go. Now along about the middle of the night, we were ripping along like nice folks might. When a Mercury behind, he blinked his lights, he honked his horn, and he flew out of sight. We had twin pipes and Columbia butts, and people may think that I'm in a rut, but to you folks who don't take a jive, that's two carburetors and an overdrive. We made grease spots out of many good towns and left the cops' heads spinning round and round. They wouldn't chase, they'd run and hide, but me and that Mercury stayed side by side. Now we were Ford men and we likely knew that we would race until something blew. My foot feeder's down like we're stuck with glue. Through many the town we flew and flew. I looked down at my lovely bride, her face was blue, I thought she'd died. Left streaks through town about 40 feet wide, me and that Mercury stayed side by side. My brother was pale, he said he was sick, he said he was just a nervous wreck, but why should I worry, for what the heck? Me and that Mercury was still neck to neck. Now on through the desert we did glide, flying low and a flying wide, and me and that Mercury was taking a ride, and we stayed exactly side by side. In my mirror and I saw something coming. I thought it was a plane by the way it was running. It was humming along at a terrible pace and I knew right then it was the end of the race. When it flew by us, I turned the other way. The guy in the Mercury had nothing to say. But it was nothing but a kid, he was wanting to play. He was driving a hop up Model 8.